I have no one else to speak on this item, so if there are no other questions or comments, we can move to item two.
Item number two, Org Unit 1120, Personnel Review Board Staff, page 105.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Veronica W. Robinson, Executive Secretary of the Personnel Review Board. And I'm here to present our budget this morning, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. We don't have very many changes. We have a little bit of an increase in our legal fees for outside counsel, amounting to about $12,000. And the balance of the increases in our office personnel costs are increasing, but it's predominantly due to legacy costs. And there's a modest increase in cross charges. And other than that, that's the extent of the changes to our budget.
Any questions or comments? Supervisor Drizik.
What's the total amount you're paying for legal fees?
What you mean right now?
You said there's a $12,000 increase. What's the total? What would be the total in the next budget with the increase?
Well, now that's a good question. We had 15, I don't have last year's actual budgeted dollars, but it's in 2013, our total wound up being 15,000. So it's 12,000 over that. No, hold on a minute. You know what? I'm sorry. I actually don't have last year's exact dollar for the legal fees. We asked for a total of 12,000 this year for Personnel Review Board. Let me see if I have it in this chart. Hold on a minute.
I actually tried to go back and look up that information in the detail, and it's something that I haven't been able to find, at least.
Mr. Fudge is efforting to find an answer.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, it was $12,000 in the 2013 budget, so it would rise to $24,000 in 2014.
I'm going to ask that we make these this kind of information clear in the budget for next year. Thank you.
Any other questions? Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Did we get an insight on what caused the increase, or is it just more cases? Or
well, what's going on is we do have more matters that have been appealed to circuit court. The Personnel Review Board is using its outside counsel more. We have more employees who are appearing with outside representation. The issues are becoming a little bit more complex, and so the Personnel Review Board is having to defer to the opinion of its outside counsel on how to handle certain issues. We've got some grievances coming through. I don't know what the county is ultimately going to do with that, but for right now, we do have them coming up to the Personnel Review Board. So they just have a need to work with their outside counsel, and of course the funds need to be available. We have several matters that are still in circuit court right now. And PRB decisions are final, so when employees want to appeal, they are appealing to circuit court. So then the board needs representation to on its behalf in front of the circuit court judge.
Gotcha. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Stamper.
And thank you, Mr. Chair. And our corporate counsel doesn't have that lawyer with those type of skills?
In the past, the Personnel Review Board used outside counsel a lot. Over the course of time, as dollars for outside counsel became less available, the board started becoming a little bit more judicious in the use of those funds, and they started working more closely with outside counsel, with corporation counsel. And so what would occur would be, for example, you'd have a case that would come before the Personnel Review Board. The board would not rule in the employee's favor. The employee would then appeal to circuit court, and corporation counsel, who had represented management in front of the Personnel Review Board, would now become the Personnel Review Board's attorney in front of the circuit court judge. And the reason why I believe the former corporation counsel felt that that was something that we should steer away from is because, let's say, for example, that in that decision, the circuit court judge would send a case back to the personnel review board to be, reheard or whatever he would do, then it could occur that the department would then say, well, we disagree with the PRB's decision, and so we now want to sue the personnel review board. So then who now represents the person? It just gets really complicated. Keeping those responsibilities separate, it doesn't happen a lot, but it happens, and the funds need to be available.
And how is the outside counsel selected?
Well, in the past, it was, because the contracts are so small, I got the listing from the Community Business Development Partners of Minority Contractors, and that was how we met our 17% responsibility to use a DBE partner.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Anything further?
It's interesting to me that corporate counsel isn't selecting the attorney for services like this. And I understand the conflict of interest piece. There's a conflict of interest because corporate counsel basically represents the county on this, and the board has its outside counsel. Mm-hmm. But I question why corporate counsel isn't involved in selecting legal services. The DBE office, that doesn't make sense to me. I mean, I understand the DB piece with services, but with legal services, corporation counsel should be involved in that.
Any comment on that?
I have no comment. That's the way that it was when I came. If that's your recommendation, then we can do that going forward. I only followed the procedure that was in place.
Right. Well, my understanding is you had a long-standing contract with an attorney that did this year after year. And I believe the services got so, and I can understand, I'm not criticizing, you now have basically civil service rules standing in for previous procedures under union contracts and so on. So that I can understand that a tremendous increase in services there. But
and you know what? I have
I
to apologize.
Counsel would,
excuse me. Sorry.
I would hope corp counsel's got some input on legal services. I don't care who's performing it, where it's coming from. So that was a little unusual there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Excuse me, Mr. Chair. I apologize. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No.
And I just realized that because I'm really two departments, I completely misspoke. You're right. Our outside counsel for the personnel review board is they're too big to be to fall under the DBE requirements. They are a long-standing attorney. They do have access to all of the PRB's former decisions and opinions. They know the history. They understand what we do. So we have maintained that relationship. If that's your recommendation that corporation counsel should be involved in that process, I certainly have no objection. And if somebody wants to comment on that from their office, if they're here, that's fine. It makes sense to continue to use them because it is helpful when the PRB goes to them and wants to know, get an opinion on something. They're not always having new decisions come up. They have some history about what has occurred before. And so I really don't have any other comments other than that. If that's your recommendation, I'll certainly take it.
I don't know if we need to formalize anything on this, Mr. Chair. Maybe we should get a memo from Corporation Counsel on legal services for the PRB board.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make that formal.
Yeah,
request.
I mean, I don't see anybody from Corp Counsel here unless I'm missing them.
Yeah, they should be here, but
no. Any other questions on this?
So I did make that formal request,
right.
Please.
So can someone see that we get something from Corp Counsel? Thank you. Next item.